Ladies and gentlemen, federal employees, if you and your spouse are both federal employees, this is a video you're gonna wanna watch because we're gonna dive into the opportunities and the concerns that particularly affect you. If you and your spouse are federal employees, there's some great opportunities, but some pitfalls to watch out for, so watch out, okay? Now, if you are new to the channel, welcome. So good to have you. My name is Dallin Haas, a financial planner who helps federal employees just like you to retire confident, and I absolutely love doing it. So let's dive right in. There are really two areas of opportunities and concern for federal employee couples. Again, we're both of you are federal employees. Number one, health insurance, right? Right now, who's carrying the health insurance? Do you both have FEHB? Do you both have it, right? Where maybe one of you has a family plan, or maybe you both have self-only plans, or yeah, whatever it is, whatever combination they have, you guys are both covered, I assume, under FEHB, right? And if that is the case, then there is an opportunity. Basically, when you're both working, you can do it however combination that makes sense for you, right? You could both have a self-only plan if you don't have kids. If you have kids, it probably makes sense just to have a family plan that one of you has and covers the other spouse, right? You can do it however you'd like. It really doesn't matter. However, if one of you retires before the other, there's an opportunity, okay? And that opportunity is that whatever spouse is still working, okay, should be the one to carry the health insurance. Okay, so for example, let's say there's a husband and wife. Let's say the husband retires first. The wife, in this example, should be the one to carry the health insurance, maybe have a family plan or selfless one, to have her husband on her plan. And why do we want to do this? The answer is simple. While you're working, you have FEHB, and you're able to deduct those premiums pre-tax, meaning you get a tax deduction for those premiums, right? And in retirement, that benefit goes away. You don't have that benefit anymore. So if the husband in this example were to carry his own or to have a surplus one or family plan for his wife and kids, they would be paying more, in effect, after tax because they're not getting the tax deduction if he carries it, right? So as a quick recap of this, when you're both working, it really doesn't matter how you guys carry. You can check if two self-only plans are cheaper than a self-plus one. Sometimes that happens, right? You can do it however it makes sense for you. However, if one of you is retired and the other is not, the vast majority of the time, the person that is still working should be the one to carry the health insurance, okay? Now, again, once you both are retired, right? When you're both retired, again, it probably doesn't make any difference who carries it. Again, you could look at maybe two self-plus one plans if you have no kids, or one of you do a family plan. It doesn't matter as long as you both are on FEHB, whether your own plan or covered under your spouse, whatever. As long as you're both on FEHB, it doesn't really matter. But again, when one of you are retired and one of you are still working is when the working spouse should carry the health insurance to get the tax deduction, okay? That's number one. That is health insurance. Next opportunity or concern potentially is survivor benefits. Now, for those that aren't familiar with survivor benefits, let me give you the quick introduction. When you retire, you get your FERS pension, right? That's that monthly check you get from the government every single month for the rest of your life. We love that, right? And a unique feature of having two federal employee spouses is you're both probably going to have a pension, right? And when you retire, you fill out a thing called a retirement application. And on that application, you decide if you want to elect a survivor benefit for your spouse, right? And even if you are married to a federal employee or not, you make this choice. You decide, do I want them to have a survivor benefit? Now, again, what's a survivor benefit, right? A survivor benefit means if something happens to you, the federal employee, do you want your spouse to continue receiving a piece of your pension, right? And if the answer is yes, it's going to cost you. It's not free. So let's talk over those options. Option number one is the full survivor benefit, okay? Which when I say full, it's not actually your entire pension they're going to receive. It's half of it. So if something happened to you and you had the full survivor benefit, they would get half of your pension after you die. And while you're both alive, it's going to cost you 10% of your pension. So for example, if your monthly pension is $1,000, okay, if you elected this survivor benefit, they would take $100 right off the top and the government would keep it, okay, for survivor benefits, that 10%, okay? It costs you 10%. In this example of a $1,000 pension, again, $100 would go to a survivor benefit. But if something happened to you, your spouse would be left with $500, right? 50% of the original pension amount, okay? So again, that's the first option. Option number two is they'd be left with 25% and it would cost you 5%, okay? So in our example of a $1,000 per month pension, it would cost you $50 per month and they'd be left with $250 per month for the rest of their life after you passed as well, okay? Now, why am I bringing this all up in context of having two federal employees, right? Well, if you both have a pension, then the question is, do you rely on each other's pension, right? If your spouse passes away, do you need their pension, right, to be comfortable after that, right? Sometimes the answer is yes, but often the answer is no. It just depends on your numbers and how much you guys have saved in the TSP and all your expenses. It just depends, right? But it's something to think about, right? The vast majority of the time when I'm talking to a couple where only one of the spouses is a federal employee, it's very rare that they don't want to do survivor benefits. They're going to want to do one of these, right? However, when I'm talking to a couple where both spouses are federal employees, the odds of them needing one of these does go down. Now, they often still elect one. But again, the odds of you wanting to do it does go down because first, you both have pensions. And one little side effect here of survivor benefits is if you don't elect a survivor benefit, your spouse would not be able to stay on your FEHB after you passed. However, if you're both federal employees, your spouse doesn't rely on your FEHB. They've got FEHB on their own working history, assuming they retired and were eligible to keep FEHB on their own record, okay? So, again, that is why if I'm talking to a couple where only one spouse is a federal employee, they're going to be electing a survivor benefit 99.9% of the time because their spouse is relying on their FEHB and their spouse probably doesn't have a pension, right? But if you and your spouse both have pensions, and both were eligible for FEHB on your own records, right? Then the need for survivor benefits does go down sometimes. Again, I'm not saying you don't elect survivor benefits. Do the math for you, right? Look at, okay, these are all our income sources. If you pass, these are the ones that drop off. If I pass, these are the ones that drop off. Do that math. You got to do that math for you, right? But in my opinion, or in my experience, the need for survivor benefits does diminish when there are two federal employees that are married, okay? So those are the big things to consider is timing on FEHB. Again, if one of you retires before the other, the spouse that is continuing to work, 9 times out of 10 should carry the health insurance so you get the tax benefit. Last but not least, be very diligent in thinking about survivor benefits so you understand, does it make sense for you or does it not? Because if it doesn't, if you don't need survivor benefits, then you can save a ton of money by not electing it. It's kind of like life insurance. If you need life insurance, great, get it. If you don't pay for it, right? So those are the things to consider as a federal employee couple where both of you are federal employees. These are the opportunities and concerns, right? The things to consider to make sure you're both taken care of at all times. So I hope that is helpful. Now, if you want personalized help to maximize your benefits and your retirement, there's a bunch of links and helpful resources in the description below about working with us. You could definitely check that out. But I hope this is helpful for those double federal employee couples, and I'll see you guys next time.